Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Brad Rifkin is joining us, and Mr. Rifkin is with Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas. This is a speaking tour, right, Brad, that you're sponsoring?
Right, Phil. The speaking tour is called Let's Hear It From the Other Side, and we think that it's going to be a very important program, an important group of people for other people to hear.
Well, all right, let's, personally, I think it might inspire a little bit of outrage, but that's just my opinion. I want to welcome you on the program. I want you to tell me right off the bat, what is Let's Hear It From the Other Side, and why is it likely to be controversial?
Well, Phil, I don't think it's going to be controversial.
You don't?
No, not at all. I mean, I think there's a perception that is generated by a minority of people. I think that this speaking tour, which is going to feature two very well-known people, it will be very educational.
What is the topic? Let's hear it about what. Let's hear it from the other side of this speaking tour. That's going to be visiting how many cities, by the way?
We're going to be in 50 cities right off the bat, Phil. But we will, by the end of the year, we should be in 150 different cities, major and medium markets around the country.
What is the topic of this?
There've been a lot of people who have come forward in recent years, Phil, and they talk about being molested by a priest. This has happened to a great many people, and we're aware of this. And we're aware that those people who have come forward, were traumatized. But what we think is exciting about Let's Hear It From the Other Side is that not all people who were molested by a priest were necessarily traumatized by it. They're not walking sob stories, I guess. And
when you say a walking sob story?
Well, they're not. In other words, not everybody that got molested by a priest turned around and fell apart and went on to take drugs and become a prostitute or whatever. A lot of these people, the people that are on our speaking tour, simply moved on. It was weird. I mean, that's the word you're going to hear probably more than anything else from these people. It was weird, but they moved on, and they're people you don't hear about. And these are the people that...
Let me ask you, what do you mean just move on? What does that mean?
Well, I've never been molested. And have you?
No, I have not.
All right, but a lot of the people I talk to say that, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. In other words, I'm not saying it's good. I would never say that. But the people that we have on our speaking tour, it's happened, and they said to themselves, many of them do say it was very weird, but you know the saying, Phil, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And in the case of these people that got molested by priests, it made them strong enough to not throw themselves in front of a TV news camera like some people, not all, but some people do, in order to get a TV movie of the week or a script to be made.
And there's an issue of justice here. It's not about having a... You have a very cynical view, don't you, of...
No, not at all, Phil. I'm just saying that I know that a lot of people, it was a bad experience. But some of the people who say it was a bad experience, sometimes it seems like they want to get on the Phil Donahue show, or they want to get a... look, at the people that are on our speaking tour, Let's Hear It From the Other Side, are people who were molested by priests, but they're not looking for a handout. You know, they're not walking around with their hand out. Or looking for the easy dollar from a book deal. That's all I'm saying. And
when you use the phrase, they didn't think it was all that bad.
Well, it was not that it was. It wasn't as bad as what some people are saying it was.
How do you know these people were molested?
This was documented. I mean, it was all. These were cases that were made to newspaper.
And all right. So these priests were arrested.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it wasn't the people on the speaking tour that turned them in. Some other people did. These people I talked to, who were the victims of a couple of priests, I said, well, nobody's heard from you. Why? And a lot of them said, it was bad, but I'm not going to sit here and start crying about it now. What good does it do you? You know, and many of these people, Phil, by the way, are they...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what kind of people are they?
Well, they've gone on to great successes in business. One of them is a top model. One of them is a man who was determined to retire at 35 and did. One of them is a man who owns a string of fitness centers, and on. These are all very successful.
Are they married?
I believe in many cases some. Yeah, they are. They've got kids. They coach Little League. In other words, they're by all appearances, these people are fine. And you ask them, and they say, it's like they filed it when they got, you know, when this happened. They filed it under not important. And just...
filed it under not important. All right. Brad Rifkin is with us. This is going to be an interesting tour, I would imagine, with the number. How many speakers are there?
We've got, right now, four.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Brad Rifkin is with us from the Rifkin Advertising Agency in Las Vegas. And he's sponsoring a speaking tour called Let's Hear It from the Other Side. People who were molested by priests and who didn't think it was all that terrible or weren't traumatized by it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the essential point. In other words, they're not angry. They're not traumatized. They're not alcoholics. They're not drug addicts. They're not, I don't know what you want to call it. They're not prostitutes. They didn't become homosexuals. They didn't become, you know, cross-dressers. They didn't anything. They just moved on in the best way they could. And, you know, and a lot, like I said, are probably doing better than a lot of the people that was molested because of the fact that...
why would you say that?
Well, because they didn't obsess over it and were walking around crying about it, but they just went out and made a life for themselves. And so this is the side of priests fondling kids that you don't hear about.
Is that a side that we need to hear?
I don't understand.
Is that a side we need to hear? In other words, if some people, through the strength of will or personality or whatever, are able to move past something like that, then that's fine. But is that the story that really needs to get out? Is it the overwhelming majority of it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how many of them are. I just wanted to get this side out, because that's what I do, is I try to get the alternative voice out. And, why can't you hear from people that got touched by a priest that didn't fall apart and become psycho, you know? And
well, your choice of words is got touched by a priest and didn't fall apart and become psycho.
Well, I'm just saying, this one model, I mean, if I told you her name, you'd know right away who she is. And she's really successful. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about these people who, and they deal with this, by the way, Phil, in the speaking, in the seminars, say, what do you think about the people that have come out and talked about the priest touching them? And they just, they sort of shake their head like it's kind of pathetic, but, you know, maybe they're not as strong as us. Maybe they were weaker, and maybe they were tending, you know, to be weak-minded anyway. And
You're talking about this as a strength of will thing.
It's just, what are your priorities? Do you want to retire at 35? A priest comes along and grabs your private area, and that's not right. But it still shouldn't deter you from wanting to retire at 35 or doing the stuff you're going to do, skydiving or whatever.
You know, Mr. Rifkin, let me just give our phone number out because I know that I've got a million questions for you. 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin with the Rifkin Ad Agency in Las Vegas on this group of people that he's sponsoring on a speaking tour. Let's hear it from the other side. People who were molested by priests, but it wasn't all that traumatic. And they tell their side of it, meaning that they didn't fall apart and become psycho. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Brad Rifkin on the line with me from Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas. And I was going to ask Mr. Rifkin to get a better line because we had a little bit of interference on the one that he was on. But he's sponsoring a speaking tour this summer that is going to involve people who were molested by priests, but were not that traumatized by it. And... keep in mind that it sounds as shocking to me as it may to you when we hear this, to not be traumatized by an event like that, especially when you're young. And we have Mr. Rifkin now.
Yeah, he's on line three.
Sir, how old were these people when they were molested?
The people that are on our tour?
Yeah.
They were anywhere from 10 to, to young adults. But most of them were, they were underage minors. And, I heard what you were saying. You're right. It surprised me, too, that there's people that got molested, but They file it under, I don't know if you ever saw the movie American Graffiti. There's a scene where the guy says, file that under chicken blank. You know, I can't say the word. They file it under chicken stuff, you know. And they move on, and they're not looking for a handout. They're not standing in the corner with their hat out.
You keep getting back to this handout thing. You think most of the people who came forward who were molested, you think, wanted a book deal or a movie deal? Like,
yeah, I think that after the free, it only takes about two or three people to get a lot of these guys indicted. Everybody else comes pouring out because they wanted to be on the Phil Donahue show, you know, or they want to be on one of these shows.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Leslie, you're on the Phil Hendry show. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I would just like to ask how how you can trivialize the problems and molestation of young children and perpetuate the myth that it's the victim's fault or that they should just get over it and move on. And that,
I didn't say it was their fault. I just said that that these people are the ones that are saying it. I'm not saying it.
Well, you are in the way that you discuss the problem. They were touched by a priest, you know, file it under non-important and move on.
That's what they said to me. You should come see these people talk. These are their stories, which basically is, see, what happens is I think the molestation thing got a lot of people excited. It got on the front of a lot of newspapers and magazines. But there's a group of people who, you know, so the priest grabbed them and they, you know, the next day they woke up and went back to work.
What do you mean the next day they woke up and went back to work? How can you be sure?
Because of these people. One of them's a model. The other one is a auto mechanic. I mean, they're all walks of life.
Yeah, but you're stating that they were touched once. They were touched in their privates, and then they went on about their normal daily life, and everything was fine.
It's kind of like if you, ma'am, and I don't want to be, but you're out in public. You're a lady, and you're out in public, and some guy who's a bum and who's a slob comes up and gives your rear end a squeeze. You don't know him. He's just a bum. Now, then you're offended, but you're still going to go to the store and get your family's dinner.
Well, no, but I don't consider that.
What are you going to do? You're going to fall down and cry?
Oh.
These are children.
Oh,
they're not adults.
That is so ridiculous. I can't even believe you're comparing some guy coming up and grabbing my butt with a child being molested by a priest.
Isn't that an unwanted sexual advance?
Oh, my gosh. It is an unwanted sexual advance, but molestation involves so much more than just an unwanted sexual advance.
Well,
it also includes forcing a person to do something that they are not willing to do, and especially for an underage child, that can be just devastating.
For instance, are you married, ma'am? If you don't mind me asking.
About to be.
All right. Well, in the course of your marriage, you're interested in a piece of property. You're interested in a beautiful car. You're interested in a home or something for the family. And so any given night, you're with your husband, and you go ahead and you agree to some act that ordinarily you wouldn't want to.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to put it into the words of this lady.
Are you telling me the kids agree?
No. I'm just saying you find yourself in weird situations. But she'll move on. Like Leslie here will move on after her husband makes her do something. See, she said makes.
I honestly can't understand why her husband doesn't have any connection at all.
No. She said that the kids were made. I'm saying, well, a lot of people are made to do things. Like if Leslie wanted to buy a beautiful house and her husband said, yes, I'll buy it for you, but the understanding is she has to engage in some kind of a perverted sexual act that he's interested in that she tried to not do while they were engaged.
And so she agrees to do it so her husband will make with the money for the new house?
Yeah. Is that not possible? Does that not happen in our world? You're engaged, so you don't yet know what it is your husband may require of you.
Well, we've been living together for 6 years.
Come on, man.
Oh, okay. Well, then you pretty much know what to expect.
Yeah. So, but how are you comparing that with a child molestation?
No, I'm just saying your husband is liable to make you do something that...
Oh, I'm sorry, but no one makes me do anything.
Okay.
But thank you
but
for your opinion on that fact.
If there's a house that you want to buy, or
if
you
someone
like
is to force me, no. If someone forces me to do a sexual act that is against my will,
right.
I will surely report that person to the police, whether that is my husband.
Even your own husband?
Oh, yes, my own husband.
Well,
you do not force a sexual act upon another person.
But you're right.
I don't care who you are.
You're right. But it's possible you've probably tried all of it, so there isn't much he's going to force on you, but the thing...
Look, if you're trying to offend it...
I'm not... I'm trying to make... Maybe she's done everything already. They've been lived together for 6 years.
Oh, God.
They've lived together for 6 years.
All right, look, what's the point?
The point is, I think Leslie understands that during her engagement to this guy, in order to get a ring out of him...
Oh, my God!
Is that not possible? Well, she's saying, oh, my God. She's not denying it, so...
In order to get a ring out of him, what?
She probably did something bad. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. You are incredible.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you not married? I'm assuming you're not married.
Three times.
Yeah, that's three times. That's lovely.
Are you good looking? That's stupid. I'm joking. I'm joking. All right. Phil, I'm done with this caller. I don't know.
I'll be the one who says that we're done with the call. Thank you very much, Leslie. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead.
Well, I guess she used the word flabbergasted. I just don't get who's going to come out and watch and see four people
People that are open-minded.
Okay, how many is that when it comes to this subject?
You mean there isn't a possible... Other side.
What is the other side that you can be
you can be molested by a priest and not become a basket case? See, that's the point. You could be molested by a priest and not need to go to a shrink. And maybe that's what I should have called it. I thought let's hear it from the other side to be clearer.
Only person I'm aware of. Oprah's made a big deal out of that she was molested, right?
Well, I doubt it.
And look what happened to her. But you don't see her wanting to be on your bandwagon and go on tour about that.
How do you know?
Because she's moved on to other things.
How do you know she hasn't contacted me?
I don't know that, but...
Right, exactly. So, Oprah, although I doubt her story, she drums up a lot of stuff. I think Oprah Winfrey tries to identify with her audience, but I don't think she doesn't look like she was molested to me.
What is that supposed to mean, she doesn't look like she was molested?
Well, she just... Other than the fat, So anyway, is that kid yours? Are you babysitting tonight, or what do we got going on here, Phil?
Yeah, okay. All right. Bill, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Just what kind of people do you think are going to come out and watch this?
I thought people that would want to hear about how it's not all bad news about priests. You can get touched by a priest, and you don't fall apart at the seams. That's all. That's what I thought. And
how many tickets are you selling?
I don't have that information, but I can tell you that we've had a great number of phone calls, which indicate a lot of interest in it. But I think, once people hear these people talk, and, as I think about it, I could change the name of it or something. I was molested by a priest and I'm all right, or something like that, but that's the whole...
Well, look, let's hear from the other side. Sounds like it's going to be a political debate. What you got here is a topic that, even if there is another side to it, even if there are people who were through the strength of character, whatever, I don't even know if that's what it is, or an ability to push something down, got molested and moved on with their life and filed it under not important. Even if that was the case, what is the point?
Well, because there's a lot of these people... that spend a lot of money on psychiatrists. And a lot of these people spend a lot of money going to one head shrinker after another, trying to get a flashback so they can remember how the priest touched them, right? I'm saying that maybe you can save the money on having a head shrinker and just move on and not let these news stories make you one more sob story with your hand out, with a hat in your hand, and a tambourine in your hand, and you're waiting for the... Remember that song, My Green Tambourine? Drop a coin in my tambourine? It's like you stand on a street corner with a tambourine, with the green tambourine, see? And so...
I don't know about the green tambourine.
Well, that's what it is. It's like you're in the Salvation Army. You're going to turn everybody who was molested by a priest into a big Santa Claus standing there ringing a bell, waiting for somebody to come by with a nickel. And I think it's wrong.
All right, Brad, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I was molested by a priest and I'm okay. That's the name of his seminar touring the country. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Rifkin, Brad Rifkin with me from the Rifkin Advertising on the speaking tour that he is sponsoring this spring and summer called Let's Hear It from the Other Side, which you feel would probably be better titled as I Was Molested by a Priest and I'm Okay.
But like I was telling you, Phil, that it was my job to look at different things, different ways to different things that people have not heard before. Have you ever heard anybody say I was molested by a priest and I'm not going nuts or anything?
No, I haven't heard that. I did take a call earlier from a woman before we went on the air who worked for a Catholic magazine, and she's been writing these articles that I consider to be propaganda on the part of the Catholic Church, saying that, oh, well, some people are molested and they're not that bad off.
Well, I'm not Catholic, so I don't work for the Catholic Church.
But do you understand that this could be seen, you could be seen as some guy who's propagandizing for them?
Well, I don't see that. We just got some people who got fondled, or whatever you want to call it, and they're moving on, and everything's good.
What happened to them exactly?
They got molested.
But what do you mean physically? What are we talking about? Because you mentioned that lady, she got her rear end grabbed.
The priest came up and grabbed them in a manner that was not appropriate.
Well, were they having sex with priests, or what are we talking about?
No, I the people that I talk to is that if you're talking about
I'm talking about the people that are on your speaking tour.
These are people that got fondled. Yeah, they were molested.
Well, what happened to them?
I don't think I should be specific.
Yeah, you can be specific. I have to know.
They were talking to the priest either after school or on a picnic or some kind of a day trip, and he, you know, would grab their rear end and stuff. And
grab their rear end?
Yes.
That could be sexual or that could be non-sexual. That could be...
Well, I don't know how it's not sexual, other than in sports where they slap a guy in the rear end.
Well, that's one way.
Well, no. These people said they got grabbed by a priest and they thought it was real, real strange.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Jay? 1-800-449-8686. They thought it was real strange, huh?
Real strange. In fact, what they did was they said, this priest just grabbed me, and I don't know what that means.
Like, grabbed them or patted them on the rear end or grabbed their butt or...
Yeah, like grabbed their butt. And they thought, boy, that's real oddball. And they went home, and it gave them the creeps. And they decided not to, you know, hang out with that guy anymore.
Well, I would presume, sir, and propose that giving you the creeps and being traumatized might be a big...
No, I don't think so, Mr. Henry. I think that when you get the creeps, it means you're psychologically damaged. And
getting the creeps, as I understand it colloquially, means you get the guy gives me the creeps, he gives me the willies. I don't want to be around the guy.
Right. But that is also a serious... Some guy gives you the creeps, you're creeped out, you know.
I mean, we're using a colloquial phrase.
Right, you're creeped out, and if a priest grabs your butt, even if he's slapping you on the rear end because you just hit a home run or you scored a touchdown, he's giving you the creeps, and you need a psychiatrist if you're one of those kind of people. Or if you're one of the people that's on our speaking tour, the guy gave you the creeps, you go home, you take a good long shower, and you forget about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin with us from Rifkin Advertising. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And there are tickets they can get.
Well, I don't want to sell any tickets to your thing anymore, man. I moved on to another subject, okay?
Well, can I just tell you that I'm working out right now at Pasadena Fitness Center on Colorado Boulevard. If anybody wants to get tickets to see these people talk about, you know, they got touched, and that's and they're not flipping their lid.
You're at the fitness center?
Yeah, right now I'm working out on I'm actually on a bicep machine way in the back. If they want to come in, I got tickets in my bag.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Rifkin. They'll come in there, wait for you while you towel off and get tickets.
Well, I mean, at least I'm built, you know. And I got, you know,
Hold on for a minute, man. I gotta get a flashback.
What?
I gotta do a flashback. Hold on. Here's a flashback on the Phil Henry Show. Here's a flag. Will you put him on hold, Brett? Or Bud?
I'm Bud.
Put him on hold. Here's a flashback. Hey, Phil, can you play the bit from the summer of 2004, I think, where Jimmy the Gorilla was working public relations at the Aladdin Casino and talked about taking Linda Ronstadt off stage and having his way with her? Ha ha! Are you kidding? Thanks, Mike. Here it is, Mike. Jimmy the Gorilla working public relations at the Aladdin Casino. And he took Linda Ronstadt off stage after she opened up her big fat mouth and then kind of threw her around for a while. So do we have that line? Because I don't know whether we have him on the line, but I thought it would be interesting to get Jimmy the Gorilla on the line because we had talked with him, oh, I don't know when it was, 6 or 7 years ago, about captivity in the Miami Zoo and how he felt about it. And at the time, he had escaped and he got out. And let me see if he's on the line with us now. Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy the Gorilla from Miami, Florida. Jimmy, you there?
Well, how you doing?
Good. Jimmy, how long you been out of the zoo?
You know, I was, I've been out probably about 6 years or something like that, but I've got a job right now. I'm doing public relations for Aladdin Hotel.
Are you at the Aladdin now?
Yes, I am.
I thought you were in Miami.
No, I left Miami probably in 1999, and I came down to Aladdin Hotel. I'm doing public relations. I'm doing promoting a lot of their events, everything like that, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Did you have anything to do with Ronstadt getting off stage?
Yeah, I took her. I pulled her off stage by her hair because I couldn't take it. And it's not my job, you know, but I remember all the things that pissed me off, you know, all year in captivity in the Miami Zoo. And I just got pissed, you know, and I heard her talking about, you know, Michael Moore in that movie.
Right.
And I went up, I just grabbed her by the hair, I pulled her off the stage.
You dragged her off the stage by her hair?
Yes, I did. And I had my way with her. And
now, wait a minute, Jimmy. Are you saying...
No, I'll tell you straight up. I had my way with her out in... What I did, I took her around behind a garbage can outside.
Jimmy, dude.
Well, you got to understand, she bit me off just like anybody else. You know.
I know, but to take her around behind a garbage can.
Well, first of all, I could have taken her out of my room, but they were cleaning it. So, you know, and.
Well, was she a willing participant?
She said she was. She said, yeah. She said it was great.
Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah.
Are you going to see her again?
I think so. She asked me for my phone number. And you know Chad down here too.
Chad the monkey.
Yeah, he's down here. You want to talk? Hey, Chad. Go ahead.
Man, I can't believe it, man. How you been?
I'm doing good, Chad. Listen, so are you cats telling me that you and Linda Ronstadt and Jimmy the Gorilla?
Yeah, she's a freak. Talking to the man right now. Yeah, she's a freak, man. But you know Jimmy, he's all right. See, everything, I'm straight, man. You know me.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you gotta go, Phil.
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
There it is, Jimmy the Gorilla and Chad the Monkey. All right, anyway, that's a flashback. If you got a request, phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com. Now, I want to tell you that coming up tonight, we'll be talking with Robert Greene on employee relationships in the workplace. And this is another in a long list of, you know, kind of a multi-part series. And Mr. Greene will talk about how, as an employee, don't like your job that much because that's suspicious. If you're one of these people who really loves your job, your boss is going to get suspicious. Remember, there's a reason why he's the boss and you work for him. He's smarter than you. That, at least, according to Robert Greene. And that'll be coming up tonight on the Phil Henry Show. Look, if you're tired of these lame sports preemptions that stop, you know, the program in its tracks, then why don't you quit being so cheap and purchase a backstage pass for $6.95? Comb Over Boy has. Just kidding. Purchase a backstage pass for $6.95 and listen to me live the way the Phil Hendry Show was meant to be heard live, not a day late on tape like they run us in Minneapolis and in Orlando. What's that about? Anybody's guess. All you got to do is bring it up live, but let's play the tape back the day later, and so that we're like the lines get jammed with Minneapolis and Orlando calls from people saying, yes, about your comments on the Iraq war, which just broke out yesterday. Yeah, it's about now 3 years, man, or whatever it is. So just go over to the website, www.philhendryshow.com, get that backstage pass, $6.95, and listen to the show the way it was meant to be listened to live.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's Harvey Wireman's Law Talk. Harvey Wireman's Law Talk brought to you in part by Stater Brothers, a great place to get salad makings. And by Flying A Gasoline, where gas is still just 53 cents a gallon.
And good evening. This is Harvey Wireman. I'm an attorney at law here in the San Marino area. And tonight we're on Law Talk. I want to tell Phil Hendry, is he?
Well, he's in the break room right now.
Well, get him on the phone. I want to mention something to him.
Yeah, Harvey wants to talk to you.
All right. In the meantime.
Here he is.
Yeah, Phil?
Yeah, Harvey.
I don't mean to bother you, but the bit you did with that Brad Rifkin, you remember you always said people have to have a personal connection to the material, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, what is getting touched by a priest and not being bothered by it? What's that got to do with anybody? You got to be...
All right, man. I'm having some soup right now.
You're having soup like an old man.
Look, I'm having a tough enough time here trying to figure out how to get Minneapolis to play the show. Will you do Law Talk and leave me alone?
What a pussy. All right. Welcome to Law Talk. I'm Harvey Wireman, attorney of law. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about the fact, I'm going to get the story here. And here, just over seven percent of America, what's that say, bud?
Percent.
Just over 7% of Americans. Is that Puerto Rican?
American.
Americans. Is that Puerto Rico?
Yeah, it must be.
Just over 7% of American workers drink during the work day. Mostly at it.
Who's hearing?
Yeah, Phil.
What are you guys doing?
I'm radio.
It's not American. It's American.
Oh, Jesus. You know that, bud?
Yeah, but it could be American.
Yeah, that's right. It's American. And it ain't work day. It's work. Get it?
He's all depressed because his bit stiffed. If you'll pardon the expression, bit stiffed. All right, now, here... Young single men are tied most often to workplace-related drinking, especially vinegar, salads, payopel, and...
Let me see that. Workplace-related drinking, especially managers, salespeople.
What did I say?
Salas payopel.
Oh, okay. And restaura. Workers and those in the media.
It's not mediba.
Oh, the results called from
telephone interviews
with 2,805 employees.
Do you realize we haven't even gotten to the gist of this about people that drink in the workplace?
Well, it says here that 7% of Americans do.
America, man. It's America.
Well, then why do they call it Puerto Rico?
Good point. That's really a great point. They call it Puerto Rico because they call it Puerto Rico, and they call America, America. They don't call it America. I don't know why. Puerto Rico's Puerto Rico.
But a Puerto Rican, but you don't say an American.
No, you don't say an American for whatever reason.
All right, Principal Investigator Michael, would you turn that garbage off? Principal Investigator Michael Frone Said. Michael Frone Said? Is he Arab? Michael Frone Said. Okay, Michael Frone Said, the Netanyahu study was meant to help manure develop
manure managers develop the workplace
on alcohol use and to open the dawa to
alcohol use and open the door.
Okay, at to exploring the causes and effect of the caca.
It's causes and effects of workplace alcohol use. Of the caca?
I can't read it, okay?
We'll bring some glasses, man.
All right. Of all Piscoas.
Psychoactive Piscoas.
Substasa to impair cuckoo-goo-goo. Give me something I can read. This is baby talk. I want something adult.
Cognitive, man, not goo-goo.
It looks like goo-goo to me. I'm Harvey Wireman. This is Law Talk. You can all go straight to where the man with the beard and the horns lives, and I hope he's playing cards with the demons waiting for your arrival.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.